Hi there, this is Naima B. Robert here, award-winning author, speaker, and coach. I help women just like you go from idea, message, story, all the way to a published book. And I'm really here to give a very strong message to every woman out there who made a decision that 2020 would be the year that she finally wrote and put her book out into the world. Now, if that's you, stick around because I am going to be going deep into this thing. If it's not you, feel free to move along. But all of you ladies who have a story on your heart, who have a message that you want to share, who have been thinking of writing a book, let me speak directly to you. Because if you found that you have slowed down on that dream or that you've kind of shelved that dream for now due to the current climate that we're in, I want to talk directly to you. So please lend me your ears and let's really get to the bottom of what is going on here and what needs to happen for you to maintain your focus and achieve your dream. Okay, so as we know, the world is in a state of flux, and you're probably feeling the effects just like I am. But I want to invite you to consider that everything in life can be reframed. And so if you are at home, whether you're working from home or whether you are just staying indoors, whether you have children at home or not, I invite you to make a really crucial mindset shift so that you don't end up giving up on your dream and not achieving it this year. And that mindset shift is this: choose the frame of opportunity to look at your current situation. Look for what could be amazing about your current situation. What could be good? What could be meaningful? What is the lesson that you need to take from this time? If you're like most people, you probably have just a bit more time on your hands than you ever did before. For us writers, that is a golden opportunity. Time spent at home, time spent, you know, within the confines of your walls, you know, without the kind of coming and going and the buzz of a social life, that is perfect scenarios for us as writers. For those of us who want some time to really focus and be able to put pen to paper or put fingers to keyboards and actually start working on our books. So the first thing I would say is focus on reframing this as an opportunity for you to be able to achieve your dream. The other thing is focus on what you can control. We can't control world events, but we can control our headspace and we can control pretty much how we spend our day and what we invest our time and resources in. And then the third thing that I would say is recommit to your why. Why did you want to write this book? Why did you have this dream in the first place? What is the deeper meaning? What's the higher purpose? Recommit to that. I don't have to tell you how a book works. I don't have to tell you that writing a book shows, and putting it out there into the world, not just writing it, but putting it out there into the world, shows that you are ready to lead, ready to be seen, ready to take your place, to create a legacy. So go back to that, recommit to that. And those are the three mindset shifts that I would like you to really put some effort into making so that you're able to take up the opportunity that we've been given right now and make it happen for your book. I am working with a group of women who will be writing their books while they're on lockdown. Over the next 90 days, I and my team will be taking them all the way from their idea, their raw idea, to a manuscript, a full manuscript. And if that sounds like something that you would want to do, if you want to work with us, get my support with your book idea, your market, your target, your content, your outline, and get our support and accountability to actually finish the book, then please comment with committed down below or send me an email with committed and let's have a chat. Until the next time, I bid you all to be safe, Stay safe, stay sane, and stay committed to your dream. Take care.